At their July 17th meeting, the Kingston Police Service Board received a progress update on their 2023-26 strategic plan. According to Chief Scott Frazier, who presented the update, while no major milestones have been completed yet, progress is unfolding on every front.
We had a lofty goal that we wanted the organization to go, and we are going the right direction.
These lofty goals include a 10% drop in overall crime, particularly in the downtown core, ensuring the people of Kingston, including marginalized and/or disadvantaged persons, feel safer and more satisfied with the Kingston Police, improving member job satisfaction, improving the weighted clearance rate, a measure of how well police solve crimes, to 45%, and faster, more frequent transfers of non-criminal, low-risk cases. Chief Frazier shared several key highlights from the report. These included a dramatic decrease in prison drone drops due to a new task force and partnership with City Hall, and the successful hosting of a province-wide human trafficking conference in Kingston. Rotary Club volunteers teamed up with detectives to offer fraud prevention workshops to vulnerable residents. The rollout of data analytics also saw a new crime analyst producing heat maps and crime visuals, now displayed at headquarters to enhance staff and public awareness. The pieces which received the most attention were community engagement initiatives and partnerships. Collaboration with the Integrated Care Hub, shelters, bylaw, and addiction and mental health services have been a major focus.
Our community engagement, I think, and like last month when we went to the Care Hub, I think for us, that I think is something that we're really seeing a positive benefit. We understand there's a lot of issues with it, but the partnership that we've kind of reinvigorated with the staff, and it's working out really well. Our frontline patrol officer, our engagement team, our senior management, management of mental health and addictions at the Care Hub itself and other shelters, it's working out really well. Doing a partnering with bylaw where we're doing a specific engagement throughout the community at shelters in partnership with bylaw, it's only going to benefit the community. When we did the strategic plan, our big key was partnerships. And we are really working hard at that. And it's starting to pay dividends. And hey, if it was easy, it'd already be done. You'll hear me say that all the time. And it's just getting that initial conduct and then that initial contact and the initial engagement and then building on it. And we'll continue to do that.
These efforts were revisited later in the meeting in depth under a report on the city's community safety and support initiative. While work remains to be done after a new strategic plan is introduced in 2027, solid groundwork is being laid, especially in partnerships and community outreach.
Happy to report there, and we're hopefully see some green dots by the time the strategic plan gets upgraded to the new one.
The full progress report is available at kingstonpolice.ca. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.